Right after the game with head coach Ryan Finnerty, what a great performance.
Yeah, I thought the guys, we did what we had to do here. We were under some pressure there in the third period with a one-goal lead, and I thought the guys tightened up pretty good defensively, kept them to the outside, and limited to nine shots where they, I thought, dominated the first 10. And that'll happen. They're offensively, they're the best in the league, and they can hurt you, but I thought our D played well. I thought our center support was great down low, and when we got our chances, we looked dangerous going forward. We hit three goal posts tonight, and we had a chance to put the game away, but they kept coming back, and a little bit of fortune runs our way, it seems, this year, and it was allowed them to get back in the game when we made it 3-1. But I thought the guys stuck with it. They stuck with it, and I thought when we went on the offense, we looked dangerous every time.
Very different periods, weren't they? The first one with all those goals in such quick succession, was it? 4 in 75 seconds, and then two scoreless periods almost to the end.
Yeah. Like I said, it looked like a goal fest again coming out of that first period. But like I said, these are two very good hockey clubs. I thought we outchanced them. I think they may have had more of the puck possession, but I thought we outchanced them throughout the game. I think we had some great chances that we missed, and had we put those away, I think they would have opened up, and we might have been able to expose them a bit more. But I'm just proud of the way we held that lead. We held that lead with confidence, and for 10 minutes, We held them to seven shots, and they outplayed us, and we kept everything to the outside. Guys played with confidence, and that's a big thing. When you guys playing with confidence with a one goal lead, and it was just a matter of time before we broke them down to get that break. We knew it would happen. We just stuck to the game plan, and like I said, you never want to sit back against a team like that. But when they come with that much pressure and that much momentum, it's a lot easier said than done to say let's go at them. We had to take our chances in the third, and the guys did it.
Okay, championship race game on.
Yeah, like I said, we closed the gap to 5 now. We play them 2 more times, and we both got tough schedules, but I think it puts a little bit of pressure on them. But like I said, we're still looking at it at one game at a time. We're in a tough spot. We need to win. We need to win out probably, and we need a little bit of luck. But a lot can happen in 12 games, 14, 13 games. A lot can happen. These guys got a tough schedule here, so. Like I said, gives our team momentum and a little bit of confidence going into the next week.